Mishawaka won the coin toss. They have deferred, so it is going to be New Prairie to receive. And it is Daniel Tyler, the New Prairie deep man.
This is one of the few times in the game, Vince, where... Sean and Vince, where wind is going to be a factor, because on punts and kicks, neither team's going to throw the ball much, so it won't be a factor in the passing game, but it will be in the kicking game.
Yeah, we never even mentioned it with Vince, but the weather is pretty windy. Tyler takes the kickoff back around the 2-yard line, right up the middle of the field. Tyler up to the 25, drops short of the 25-yard line, and that is where New Prairie will start the ball to start the ball game.
Good coverage on special teams to hold New Prairie inside the 25-yard line.
And so it will be the quarterback, Nick Wilson, and his tailback to start the ball game will be Ketterer in the backfield. It is first and 10 from their own 24-yard line, and the quarterback, Wilson, keeps it and goes right, and Wilson, still on his feet, eludes some tacklers across the 40 and up close to the 45-yard line before he's finally driven out of bounds.
About a pickup of 17 on the first carry of the game. They had two wings to the right, and the quarterback just followed those wings. Now they're lined up to the left.
First and 10, and the handoff goes to Ketterer this time. A little stutter step as he comes to the left and into the middle of the field. He will pick up a couple of yards as he is dropped at the 44.
New Prairie in no huddle. They're going to come up to the line of scrimmage. They will get their signal from the sideline. Everybody reads the signals, and then they shift into their formation, run to play.
Second and 8 at the 44. The handoff goes to Ketterer as he picks his way to the right. Now cuts it back into the middle. First down yardage as he gets into Mishawaka territory up to the 47.
Pickup of 8 and New Prairie's second first down of this drive.
Nothing fancy there as they line up with the wings, and out wide to the right side goes Adam Schlimpert, the tight end. Wing on the left is Daniel Tyler, and it will be the quarterback by himself. Now the jet sweep look, and the handoff goes inside to the tight end, Schlimpert, who came from the right. He gets up to the 41-yard line. He'll be short of a first down. It'll bring up the first third down of the game for New Prairie.
That's only second down. They got picked up first down. Yep.
You're right. Second down as that play picks up 6. Second and 4.
A little slow on flipping the down box.
That's all right. Sometimes I'm slow to see it. Handoff goes to the right. Now back across the grain, coming to the near side is Ketterer. Ketterer angling toward the sideline as he gets up to the 20, and he will be finally tackled by Mishawaka. C.J. Fisher, one of the men up there.
Pickup of about 21 yards, and again, very simple, nothing fancy. Just turn around and hand the ball off.
The play picks up 22 yards. First and 10 at the 19 for New Prairie. 10-10 to play in the opening quarter. Wilson, the quarterback, takes the snap. Into the middle, now out to the right. Angling toward the pylon. Across the 10, he dives, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, New Prairie. 19 yards
from 19 yards out. Nick Wilson had nobody to fake to, just followed two running backs that were blockers. One kicked out, one led up the hole. He had the patience to follow them, broke into the secondary, and simply outran everybody.
So with 9:58 to play in the first quarter, Nick Wilson with a 19-yard touchdown run, the extra point coming. The kick is up and over in. Drills the uprights. It is good. 7-0 New Prairie. 9:58 to play in the first quarter. Let's take a timeout and then back with kickoff. This is Mishawaka Cavemen football on WSB. Early lead. 9:58 to play in the first quarter. Isaiah Evans is one of the deep men for Mishawaka, as is Donovan Snyder on the far side of the field. The kick drops in front of Evans. He picks it up at the 22. Evans on his feet and into the middle of the field. He will get it up shy of the 35-yard line. Vince, we were talking, you saw this New Prairie team last week, and they've kind of added a new wrinkle here toward the end of the season.
Yeah, we saw them twice this year, once in the playoffs, once in the regular season, and that the formation that they ran pretty much the entire time down the field was that little trips bunch formation right up next to the line of scrimmage with their tight ends and wide receivers, and basically they just use that to outflank the defense. It's a way for them to get more guys on one side than the other, and then they pull some guys behind, and they just outflank and race to the sideline for the touchdown.
All right, 9:53 to play here in the first quarter. Mishawaka with its first offensive possession, option look, and the dive right up the middle to Chris Harness on first down, picks up a couple of yards.
Very important right now, Sean, for Mishawaka not just to answer, but to have a nice drive so they can get some defense adjustments made on that sideline.
So it picks up 2 yards. Chris Harness, 9:28 to play in the first quarter. 7-0 New Prairie. Evans and Kalen back, the halfbacks. Chris Harness down in the three-point stance as Shively comes up under center, and Shively keeps it himself, goes left, and he will be dropped, it looks like, for a loss, maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Either way, it's going to be third and long.
Yeah, I think Shively wanted to pitch the ball, but the pitch back was covered and thought better of it, kept it himself, and wound up with little or no gain.
So that brings up third and eight, as they did get him back to the line of scrimmage, but third and long, not what Mishawaka is looking for. Down 7-0, motion, and the handoff inside, and pulling his way forward is Isaiah Evans as he drove through a defender. He'll get a couple of yards out of that. It looks like up to the 42-yard line, 42, 43. It's going to be fourth down and three, and Mishawaka is lining up like they're going to go for it at their own 42.
Well, they know they're going to have problems stopping New Prairie, so they're better off trying to either draw them offside or to pick up the first down.
And we have a whistle and a timeout taken by Mishawaka. Timeout. And we'll see if they go for it after we take this timeout. 8:07 to play here in the first quarter. New Prairie with a 7-0 lead. Fourth and three, Cavemen coming up after we take this timeout on WSBT. To play in the first, fourth and three coming up. Mishawaka at their own 42, trailing New Prairie 7-0, and they're going to go for it still. They took a timeout. Shively comes up. The keeper in the pitch to the near side. Evans is going to be stopped short of the first down, it looks like.
Yeah, just short. He's going to be about the length of a football short. Good effort. Tried to break the tackle, but a nice one-on-one tackle by New Prairie, and they turn it over on downs.
There was just enough of a hesitation, it looked like, before that pitch that Evans lost a little momentum, and then he couldn't get it going back upfield quickly enough. And now New Prairie takes over, leading 7-0, 8:01 to go in the first. They have the ball at the Mishawaka 44. The quarterback, Nick Wilson, from the shotgun, nine men up on the line of scrimmage. The handoff goes to the halfback, Ketter, who hops past a defender and then crosses the 35, and he has first down yardage.
Pickup of 11 on the play, and another first down. Already their fourth of the game.
Ketter skipping past a defender as he gets it all the way up to the 33-yard line. Another first down. The keeper by Wilson comes to the near side, into the middle of the field. Wilson gets past the defender and gets it up all the way to the 20-yard line.
Still running just the quarterback behind blocking, and now up to the 20-yard line after that first down run.
First and 10 at the 20. Wilson will keep it himself as he patiently waits and picks his way to the right side, and he'll gain some yards, but he will be taken down. Noah Staten on the tackle. Donovan Snyder comes up there as well for the Cavemen.
Their first drive was six plays, 76 yards. One, two, three, four, five of those plays went for seven or more.
Ketter is the tailback, and the jet sweep handoff up the middle and up across the 10, down to the 5-yard line. It was Tyler on the carry as he came in motion from the right receiver position. It'll be first and goal at the 6 for New Prairie.
They're going to spot the ball at the 6-yard line, first and goal.
New Prairie runs the jet, but they're not in a big hurry. The running back makes good cuts.
They fake the handoff that time, and Wilson keeps it. Penetration up the middle from Thomas Frayling as he got a piece of Tyler that time, who had that time come in motion from the left. The play loses a yard. It'll be second and goal from the 7.
First negative play for New Prairie. Second and goal from the 7.
Shotgun, and the handoff goes to Kenner in the middle. Kenner is tackled. It looked like Frayling came up and got him from behind again. They're doing a better job, Mishawaka is, of cutting it off on the outside. The play picks up 3. Third and goal coming up at the 4 for the Cougars.
Yeah, you better play gap responsibility against New Prairie. You've got to play your gap and not lose that integrity.
Wilson takes the snap, fakes the handoff, goes right, running, and loses McDonald toward the pylon. He angles. Is he in? Yes. Touchdown, New Prairie, this time from 4 yards away. The quarterback, Nick Wilson, for the second time already.
Yeah, and that's a case where Mishawaka had the edge. They had the defender out there. Wilson made a little fake inside, froze that defender, and then was able to beat him to the pylon.
With 5:31 to play in the first quarter, New Prairie goes on top 13-0. Extra point coming. The snap is down. The kick is up, and it is good once again. 14-0, New Prairie. A pair of touchdown runs by the quarterback, Nick Wilson. Let's take a timeout, and then back with another kickoff as Mishawaka receives. This is Mishawaka Cavemen football on WSBT. 5 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the first quarter. New Prairie leads Mishawaka 14-0 in this sectional semifinal matchup. The winner of this game plays the winner of Riley and South Bend St. Joseph next week. Donovan Snyder and Isaiah Evans, the deep men for Mishawaka. The kick comes to the near side, taken by Evans around the 20, near the sideline. He cuts it back to the middle of the field, only picks up about 5 yards to the 25.
Sean, we've seen a lot of teams try and get the edge on Mishawaka this year, and they haven't been able to do it. They're not that great of a defensive team, but their strength is sideline to sideline. If they can get you to run sideline to sideline, you got a chance. But that was a case where New Prairie just outran him. Wilson just outran him to the edge.
Indeed, he did. So for Mishawaka, the option look, and the quarterback, Shively, keeps it, rolls left, upfield, dragged down from behind. As it, the defender had his jersey and yanked him backwards. Shively, though, able to get Mishawaka's biggest play so far of, let's see where the spot is, probably close to 6 or 7 yards.
First nice play, and there's a holding penalty
up there
on Mishawaka. This is going to come back. So a positive run on first down will be washed out, and it'll be a 10-yard penalty from the spot. And it's going to make it about first and it looks like 22.
Yep, it's going to push it all the way back to the 14-yard line. And it will be first and 22, Mishawaka. They trail New Prairie 14-0, 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the first quarter. Shively comes up under center. He will toss it to the near side. Isaiah Evans looking for a block. Picks up a few yards. The ball comes out. Who's got it? They're going to say down by contact.
Down, and I think that's a very good call.
So the ball got away from Evans. Cade Boniface came up to make the tackle.
Pickup of only about three, and credit New Prairie's defense with running to the football, because that almost looked like that had a chance. It was blocked well. New Prairie pursued from inside out and ran it down.
Second and 19, ball on the near hash mark. Mishawaka down 14-0. A pass to the far side of the field. Isaiah Evans makes the catch. Evans up across the 30 to the 31-yard line. It'll at least make it third and manageable.
Wanner ran a wheel route out of the backfield with Evans, and good coverage, but as Vince alluded to earlier, they're in man coverage. The defender had his back turned, so a pickup of 14 yards, but still third and five.
Third and five from the 31 as Shively comes up under center. The handoff goes to Harness into the open field. Harness across the 50, racing up the middle to the 30, the 20. A defender angling for him. Chris Harness down to the goal line. Does he get in?
They're going to mark him down at the half-yard line because the official couldn't run with him.
So Chris Harness picks up 68 yards. Shot out of a cannon right up the middle. Chris Harness down to the one-yard line where it's first and goal, Mishawaka.
Mishawaka's first down of the night, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
Big run by Harness, who totaled 70 yards last week on three carries against Clay. Here's Shively on the keeper. Across the goal line. Touchdown, Mishawaka. So the 68-yard run by Harness sets up the one-yard plunge by Sam Shively.
Mishawaka looks like they're going to bring a tee out on the field. They're going to kick the extra point. They have. It's been kind of an adventure with extra points so
every
far
once
this
in a while.
Year. Yeah.
3:25 to play, and the first quarter, big response from Mishawaka, and the fullback, Chris Harness. Spot down, kick up on the way, and it is good. So Mishawaka responds after seeing New Prairie go on top, 14-0. The Cavemen come back, helped out by the fullback, Chris Harness, with a 68-yard run to put him closer to 1,400 yards for the season. 3:25 to play in the first quarter. 14-7 New Prairie, quick timeout on WSBT. 25 to play in the first quarter. Now 14-7. Mishawaka trailing New Prairie after Sam Shively's 15th touchdown run of the season. Daniel Tyler again is the deep man. And it will bounce into the end zone. Vince D'Addario down on the sideline for us tonight. That was a big response there for the Cavemen, Vince.
Well, it was huge. And the adjustment that was made is, It's hard with New Prairie because their two defensive tackles will switch their shades on and off, and they came out in double three techniques, which means outside shade of the guards. They ran midline. It's an easy read for the quarterback, handed it off to the fullback, and it was green grass from there. I was standing behind the formation. That hole opened up huge. It was a huge opening, and he took advantage.
Now, before the snap, we have whistles and a flag down.
Looks like a false start. Legal procedure on New Prairie. We'll back them up five. First down and 15. Sean, New Prairie has run 13 plays and six are for 10 yards or more.
We'll see if the defense can respond here. And it is Chris Mays this time. Mays going to the right as he gets it across the 25, close to the 26-yard line.
Pickup of 10, I think, on that. It was first and 15. It'll now be second and 5.
And it is second and 5, and Wilson from the shotgun will keep it himself, runs with the ball in his left hand, and he runs into a pile of maroon jerseys and pants. Let's see what he gets out of that. Maybe a yard, it looks like. Yep, about another yard forward. It'll bring up third down after that penalty before the first snap of the ball on this possession. Big third down for the Cavemen defense, trailing 14-7. They haven't stopped New Prairie's offense yet on two drives. Handoff goes up the middle to Mays, and Mays spinning off a tackler. He's got first down yardage just shy of the 35. They might spot him at the 33.
I'm impressed with the patience of the New Prairie running backs. They take their time. They wait for the play to develop. Once they see the hole, then they accelerate.
So it is first and 10 from the 33 for the Cougars with two to play in the first quarter. Wilson will fake the handoff and keep it himself. Comes left, has a block, cuts inside, now dips back outside across the 50, 40. C.J. Fisher is there, and Fisher finally gets him at the 26-yard line.
Not till after a pickup of about 40 yards.
The cornerback, Nick Wilson, New Prairie's leading rusher coming into the game. He averages 10 yards per carry, 1,454 yards coming in. He now has 20 touchdowns after already scoring two here tonight. First and 10 from the Mishawaka 24. And the handoff into the middle and angling to the corner. It's going to be another touchdown, New Prairie. Chase Ketter goes in from 24 yards away.
Ketterer was given the ball on the zone play, did a nice job of cutting it back against the flow. It wound up being a cutback play, and as you said, Ketterer went 24 yards, basically untouched.
Ketterer, a 24-yard touchdown, his 22nd of the season. 20-7 with a minute 42 to play in the first, with the extra point coming for the Cougars. Well, so far, the Mishawaka defense has not been able to solve the New Prairie offense. The extra point is good. It's 21-7 with a minute 42 to play in the first. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Cavemen football on WSBT. 7, minute 42 to play in the first quarter. New Prairie leads Mishawaka with the Cougars set to kick off once again with Scott Bovenkirk and Vince D'Addario. I'm Sean Stiers, and Vince, the Mishawaka defense, you talk about their offense making an adjustment last time. Their defense is really yet to make an adjustment so far.
Well, and they're doing a good job at the point of attack. It's just that New Prairie is so well coached, and a lot of it's natural, to be honest with you. The cutbacks the coach was talking about, they do it better than anybody I've ever seen in person in Northern Indiana.
Evans took the kickoff at the 20, and he went down to a knee right away, so that's where Mishawaka will start with the football. They got a 68-yard run by Chris Harness last time to set up a 1-yard touchdown run by Sam Shively. And, Coach, every time, obviously, they go down by a couple touchdowns, that next offensive possession becomes that much bigger.
The farther you get behind, the harder it is to come back, because this is not a come-from-behind team. They don't throw the ball that well. They would rather grind it out against you, and they've got a good teams respond. And I say that over and over again, and let's see how Mishawaka does in this series. They go down and score, they're right back in it.
Down by 14, a minute 39 to play in the first quarter. There was kind of some delay as Shively keeps it himself, goes right, cuts it back in to the middle. He'll pick up close to 4 yards, the quarterback, Sam Shively.
I think it's important that Mishawaka doesn't lose its identity. Do what you do well. You've had an offense that has moved against almost everybody all year. They struggled against Penn. They struggled against Valparaiso. Those people aren't in the tournament in Class 4A. So they can move the ball. They just need to stay patient.
Heading toward a minute to play in the first quarter. Second and six from the 24. The keeper by Shively as he goes left, and he picks his way for about a yard. Maybe, let's see. He might have even got two out of that. I think he did. They were slow to move the chains that time. All the way up to the 27. He ended up with 3 yards out of it, so it'll be third and three. 35 seconds to play in the first quarter. Mishawaka down by 2 touchdowns. Big third down conversion coming here for the Cavemen and their option offense. Shively under center as he lets the clock wind down. 5 on the play clock. Shively crouches down, takes the snap. He will keep it himself and pitch it off to the right. First down yardage, Isaiah Evans is run out of bounds on the near sideline with 11.8 seconds to play in the first. And, of course, that first down is brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Pickup of about 12 yards and a big first down. That was almost a forward pass, which is legal. The pitch going into the sideline was close to being forward, but Shively was still behind the line of scrimmage. We'll let the officials decide whether it was a pass or a run.
Clock stopped, 11.8 seconds left in the first quarter. The toss goes to Kalen Beck, juggles it a little bit as he goes left. Now the ball's on the ground, and Kalen Beck still trying to pick it up. It's going to lose yards. That'll be the last play of the first quarter.
Pitch was just a little bit out in front of him and couldn't get his hand on it, and that play was doomed from the start.
21-7 at the end of the first quarter. New Prairie with a 14-point lead over Mishawaka. Let's take a timeout, then back live here at New Prairie High School where the Cavemen have the football. It'll be second and long when the second quarter begins. This is Mishawaka Cavemen football on WSBT. It trails New Prairie 21-7 as the second quarter begins. Second and 15, Cavemen at their own 34, and Vince, a little bit different look for Mishawaka offensively that drive.
Well, in that last big game that they had right before the first quarter, they took out a wide receiver and they brought in an offensive tackle. So they put in what we call a Ray look. So they're unbalanced to the right side. They found something they like there with a big game. Let's see if they come back to it.
They try to pass on second down and 14. Shively overthrows Cameron Kalen back. That'll bring up third down and 15 for the Cavemen.
The bobbled toss on first down that lost six is almost a drive killer. It's like a turnover. It's like a holding penalty when you want to run the ball, when you want to run option, pick up 4 or 5 yards at a time.
Two receivers to the right. Motion, Isaiah Evans. Shively fakes the pitch to him. Now under some pressure, Shively is going to end up running out of bounds near the line of scrimmage. Gets a shove out of bounds by a New Prairie defender. 11:50 to play, and Mishawaka is going to have to punt for the first time. Cameron Kalen back, the senior, back to punt,
and now punting into the wind, although it does look like it has died a little bit.
Boniface and Tyler are the two deep men for New Prairie. The Cougars leading Mishawaka 21-7. Kalen Beck, high snap, and it's on the ground. Kalen Beck trying to pick it up at the 15. It's going to be recovered by New Prairie.
Yeah, if it weren't for bad luck, they'd have no luck at all. This is a 19-yard loss on a bad snap. It goes as a fumble lost, but it was fourth down anyways.
But great field position now, though, after that fumble at the 15.
Just what New Prairie needs is to take over at the 15-yard line.
And remember a couple of weeks ago against Penn, I guess you weren't there, actually, but the short snap on fourth down is this handoff here. Goes into the middle to Ketter. It was Mishawaka's first possession. The snap skipped back to Kalen Beck as they were lining up to punt. He picked it up, ran for a first down. This time the snap was high. Ketter picks up a couple of yards. Second and 8 from the 13 for New Prairie, leading 21-7. Wilson out of the shotgun. Well, handed off to Ketter. Ketter starts to the left, now into the middle. He will be tackled by Joe Willis. He'll be just shy of the first down. Third down coming up for the Cougars.
Yeah, just ran the zone play. Picked up about four.
Brings up third and four for New Prairie. Hand off again to Ketter. Leaps over a defender. Derek Dawson brings him down around the 12-yard line. It looks like it's going to be fourth down coming up. Fourth and a couple for New Prairie.
Yeah, he's definitely short, but four down territory. And two big linemen come in for New Prairie.
They're going to go for it. Fourth down and two at the 7-yard line. And before the snap of the football, a timeout is taken by Mishawaka. This is the second timeout of the first half taken by the Cavemen. 10-11 to play in the first, 21-7. New Prairie on top, fourth and two at the 7 coming up for the Cougars after this timeout on WSBT. Prairie. The football at the Mishawaka 7. New Prairie leads the Cavemen 21-7 after a fumble on a punt snap gave New Prairie the ball at the 15, and they will line up with a full house backfield. Up under center is the quarterback, Nick Wilson. Looked like he started a cadence, then pulls away, looks to the sideline, and timeout is taken by New Prairie. We will keep it here. Vince, did you see that formation at all last week?
Yeah, we saw that monster formation last week. And, again, they just want to run right at you, and there's no surprises. Two plays before that, they had their 9-man on the line of scrimmage look with just the running back and the quarterback in the backfield. And no surprise there. Either the running back or the quarterback are going to lead block right through, and they're coming right at you. And I'm actually a little surprised. If they kick this field goal, I would be very surprised because there's little to lose right now for New Prairie. You've got a two-score lead. If you don't get it, you've got Mishawaka backed up pretty darn far. If you do get it, you go up three touchdowns. I would be surprised if they kick a field goal here.
All right, thanks, Vince. And
yeah,
Coach.
Vince, I was a little surprised at the timeout. Like they didn't have a play called. They were waiting to try and draw Mishawaka offside, and when it didn't happen, they kept looking over to the sideline. That was a little surprising for me because now they're back out, same formation, and they'll probably run to play.
Two backs behind the quarterback, then the handoff goes up the middle to the right, diving for the end zone is Chase Ketterer. He gets in once again, this time from 7 yards away on fourth down to make it 27-7 New Prairie.
Kind of a power eye formation, or that inverted full house, whatever you want to call it. Ketterer is lined up back as a tailback. The ball is handed to him. Mishawaka did a nice job of stoning the middle, but Ketterer has done all night, was able to bounce it outside and outrun everybody to the end zone.
The extra point is good, and that will make it 28-7. New Prairie. Let's take a timeout. Mishawaka gets a kickoff when we return. 28-7, New Prairie on top. This is Mishawaka Cavemen football on WSBT. New Prairie will be kicking off here in just a minute. The Cougars lead Mishawaka 28-7. 10:05 to play in the first half with Vince D'Addario and Scott Bovenkirk. I'm Sean Stiers, and Coach, I mean, you were talking about the yards per rush that New Prairie has. They haven't had many under 10 yards. That 7-yard touchdown run was one of them. I mean, there was really no gamble at all on fourth and two.
No. And this, when you play a team like New Prairie, you have to play your best. And right now, Mishawaka has not. They have not played their best offensively, defensively, or in the kicking game. The good news is there's still 10 minutes to go in the second quarter.
They're down by three touchdowns right now. The kickoff went into the end zone, so it's a touchback and comes out to the 20-yard line. That's where the Cavemen started. Their biggest play of the night, a 68-yard run by fullback Chris Harness. He hasn't gotten loose even over 10 yards other than that. Really, I don't think they have an offensive offensive play that's gone 10 yards besides that 68-yarder.
They had a pass play that went 14 yards.
Oh, that's right. Toss play goes to Isaiah Evans around the right side, cuts back inside, and there he has a first down as he crosses the 30-yard line. The first down brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Pickup of 11 on the toss. That's the same play that got him in a whole lot of trouble in the last series, but this time it was run cleanly and efficiently and picked up at 11.
Ball on the far hash mark, 9:48 to play in the first half. Mishawaka down 28-7. Motion, and to the left side goes Shively with the halfback trailing him. Kalen back as Shively gets across the 35 to the 36.
Pickup of about 5 yards. Mishawaka will take it any way they can. If they get another 60-yard run, that's great. But they would love to be able to hide their defense for a while right now.
Yep.
They'd love to be able to get a long drive and rest that defense.
Handoff goes to Evans. Evans into the middle across the 40, where it looks like he'll be just shy of the first down. Let's see where the spot goes. Isaiah Evans turned it up the middle to the 41-yard line. And I
think it may be close enough to measure.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think they are short.
But it looked like when he was down, it looked like he was even shorter than what he ended up. I think they might have got a pretty good spot, but I think you're right. I think he's going to be short, just a matter of how short.
Sometimes you get that bounce spot, you know what I mean? That where the official, where the running back originally hits, and then he bounces. And sometimes those referees give you that bounce spot.
He is the nose of the football away from first down yardage, just inches away. So it's going to be third down. Let's see what Mishawaka is able to do. Evans is splitting out in a slot to the left. Harness, the fullback, behind Shively, and it will be a keeper by Shively as he goes right, picks up the first down, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Yeah, ran a nice little follow play there. They split out a running back, hopefully just to take a defender with them. New Prairie didn't even cover him. So Taylor
splits out to the left. Motion by Kalen back, dive to Harness, and he'll be buried at the line of scrimmage.
What I was going to say is that's something to keep in mind for later on. They'll run that same formation again and see if, well, they didn't cover it because it was short yardage, or we just don't think you're going to do anything with it.
Yep. He might have got an inch. That's about it for Harness on first down. Second and 10. Motion by Kalen back to the near side. Shively keeps it and follows off to the left as he gets up close to the 49.
Yeah, fake the give to the fullback, then slithers off guard and picks up about four and a half yards, leaving a third and 6. And at this point in the game, down 28-7 near midfield, knowing Bart, this is probably four down territory.
Third and a long 6, and Mishawaka is going to use its third timeout of the first half. With the play clock winding down, timeout is taken. 7:42 to play in the first half. New Prairie leads Mishawaka 28-7. This is Mishawaka Cavemen football on WSB. Third down and 6 coming up for Mishawaka. The football at their own 48-yard line. 7:42 to play in the first half. New Prairie leads 28-7. Cavemen trying to get it across midfield for just the second time tonight. Motion. Little delay. Now the toss play goes to the right side to Evans. He just gets back up to the line of scrimmage. New Prairie not fooled at all defensively that time.
Yeah, ran a counter option at the 4-4 defense, and New Prairie did a great job of staying home. They had a man on the quarterback, and they had a man on the pitch, and it couldn't have been defended any better.
Evans did get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll make it 4th and 6. Kalen Beck on to punt once again. The snap right to him this time. He gets it away into the middle of the field. It is going to be taken, and inside the 20, the tackle will be made.
Punted from the 48 down to about the 15, and then the return back about to the 19-yard line.
6:55 to play in the first quarter, and a big defensive situation here for Mishawaka, down by 3 touchdowns already. From the 19, ball coming up the middle, the quarterback Wilson into the open field. Donovan Snyder has an angle on him, and Snyder will finally tackle him, but not before Wilson gets across the Mishawaka 40-yard line. Let's see where they spotted it. It looks like all the way up to the 35.
46-yard gain on first down. And, Sean, just when you said you need a defensive stop, one play, and already New Prairie's at the 35-yard, the plus 35-yard line.
First and 10. At the 35, Wilson takes the snap, hands it off inside Mays, skips past a defender, gets it up to the 30. Derek Dawson is the first caveman to greet him. It looks picks like, up 5 yards, though.
It looks like Mishawaka has a play defended, and New Prairie's still getting 5 yards on it.
Second and 5. Coming up, Mays in the backfield, or rather, it is Ketter in the backfield. Ketter takes a handoff, ran off a bunch of cavemen, and then bounced it outside to the left, and he ends up all the way at the 16. I think there's a flag on the play.
Yeah, pickup of 12, but there is a flag on the play.
It's going to be holding on the Cougars, and one of the few breaks that have gone Mishawaka's way here in the first half.
It's a spot foul, and the hold was downfield, probably on a wide receiver, so it's going to come back almost to the original line of scrimmage. It's still going to be 2nd and 6 instead of 2nd and 5.
At the 31 is where it'll be. Wilson from the shotgun, standing on his own 35. He'll come to the right, into the middle, and then tackled from behind by Bryce McDonald, who jumped on his back and brought the quarterback down short of the first down.
Yeah, that was a play where it looked like Wilson had some room. It looked like he was going to bounce it outside again, but that's a play that Mishawaka did defend well. And again, a 4-yard gain leaves 3rd and 2.
It is 3rd and 2 from the Mishawaka 27. Wilson with the handoff as Ketter takes it, jumps across defenders again. Just those little jitterbug steps and jumps as he gets up to the 21 and a first down carry for the Cougars.
Yeah, another first down. Keep the drive alive, and they are now to the 27-yard line.
They'll actually spot him at the 22.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Wilson. No, I said the 21 as well, and then we looked down, and it was the 22. Wilson on the little keeper going off to the left picks up 2 yards. Just under 5 to play in the first half, with New Prairie leading 28-7. Wilson will be in the backfield alone, a receiver on either side. Wilson gets a block and then is cut down trying to get out of the backfield. Tripping up Wilson. 23 again. On the stop that time for the team, shooting through there, Ryan Watt. Had 15 tackles coming into tonight. Pickup of just a yard for the New Prairie quarterback. Brings up third and eight.
Third down and eight at the 19.
The handoff goes to Ketter as he tries to go left, but Ketter will be greeted at the line of scrimmage by three different defenders. Watt is one of the first men in there once again.
Mishawaka's defense did a nice job of taking on the wham or the kickout block. Kind of stoned that a little bit, and the running back ran into his blocker and didn't have any place to go.
It's fourth and eight now, New Prairie, at the Mishawaka 20-yard line.
Two wide receivers.
They line up to go for it. Wilson, the quarterback, and Ketterer back there. Wilson wants to throw. Look right. Now to the left. Chase out of the pocket. Still running to the left. Fires it downfield. It's going to be caught and diving forward for the first down for New Prairie.
You have got to throw a flag. There has got to be a,
flags all over the place.
There are offensive linemen way downfield.
That's right.
You can't do that. When Wilson scrambled, some offensive linemen took off, thinking he was going to run. He threw the ball anyway, and that ball, the linemen were way downfield.
And it is ineligible downfield. And, of course, Bart Curtis is going to take this penalty, push him back with 3:35 to play in the first half. But Mishawaka, the last three plays, has got good pressure. They had great pressure that time, but the very mobile quarterback, Nick Wilson, was able to scramble out and threw a strike downfield. The catch was made for first down yardage, but an ineligible receiver downfield brings up fourth down and 13 now. Wilson will be alone in the backfield with two receivers to the near side. Tyler is on the outside, and New Prairie is going to take a timeout. And Vince, we don't see Nick Wilson throw too much. 41 pass attempts. No interceptions, though, coming into tonight's game.
Well, they're very selective about when they want to actually throw the ball. They do a pretty good job of it. It's good coaching, good scouting. But on that particular play, they were trying to set up a screen to Ketterer, and then he kind of leaked out in front. What was funny, I was impressed with the catch and the run, and then I look up, and number 73 is standing right next to the catch with his hands in the air like it was a touchdown. I was like, I don't think he can be there. That's not legal. So it was a good call by the referees, gives Mishawaka another chance at life here.
For a minute, I didn't think that flag was going to come out. It was actually the line judge on the New Prairie side of the field that ran about halfway over and threw the flag. It was the correct call.
Now it is going to be fourth and 13. It is Daniel Tyler split right, Sam Schlippert to the left. Throwback comes to the near side. A one-handed catch is made. Jacob Tuttle, are you kidding me? Into the end zone on 4th and 13. Touchdown, New Prairie, from 26 yards away.
Yeah, it was a... it was defended by Mishawaka. They had two defenders there, but the receiver stuck up one hand and made a beautiful over-the-shoulder one-handed catch for the touchdown. They faked the run. They faked the jet going left. It was a throwback. It didn't fool anybody. It was just a great throw and a great catch.
And the point of reference that I would make just on the catch itself is the extra point is good. If you saw last week for the Dallas Cowboys, if you saw Jason Witten, their tight end, made a very similar catch over the shoulder, one hand. That's one of the better catches I've ever seen a high school tight end make. 3:19 to play in the first half. 35-7. New Prairie extends its lead to 28 points. This is Mishawaka football on WSBT. Deep men for Mishawaka. Isaiah Evans is the other. Parker, as the kick comes to the near side at the 16. Parker picking his way up to the 30 and the 32-yard line. So a back-breaking 4th and 13 touchdown pass A beautiful one-handed catch by Tuttle. The New Prairie tight end, Jacob Tuttle, 6'5", junior. The pass from Wilson. He rolled to the left, threw it back to the right. 26-yard touchdown pass, and it's 35-7 New Prairie with 3:13 to play here in the first half. Matt Embry has scores coming up at halftime. Vince D'Addario down on the sidelines with us. Scott Bovenkirk. I'm Sean Stiers. Mishawaka football at its own 32, trailing 35-7. And it's Isaiah Evans in at quarterback. Evans rolls right, fires downfield, incomplete, looking for Kalen Beck.
Yeah, we saw this last week when they did want to throw the ball and they were working on their passing game. It was Evans in at quarterback. Throws the ball a little bit better, but that time he was wide of the mark, and now you're second and 10.
35-7, Mishawaka trailing. Again, the ball on the near hash mark, and it'll be Evans coming up under center. Chris Harness is the caveman fullback. Harness will take the handoff as he tries to come up the middle, bulls his way for a couple yards. That's about it, though, and it'll be third and long. Third and seven for the cavemen at their own 35.
At this point, you're going to give the ball back. If they don't pick up a first down, you're going to give it back to New Prairie with one timeout and still a couple of minutes on the clock.
Shively back at quarterback. Toss goes to Evans to the right. All he gets is the line of scrimmage. Fourth down and a punt coming up for Mishawaka.
Good defense. I mean, that's Mishawaka is trying to run their offense. They're trying to run the fullback. They're trying to run the option. New Prairie just has people there, and they're tackling you.
Kalen Beck to punt once again. Under two to play. They snap it with still 11 seconds left on the play clock. The punt shoots up high in the air, takes a Mishawaka hop as it gets inside the 40, rolling back close to the 36-yard line.
About a 33-yard punt, no return.
Back to the 36 it goes. New Prairie already leading 35-7 with a minute 43 to play in the first, and Nick Wilson, the quarterback, who has run for a couple of touchdowns and thrown another here in the first half, will be in the backfield by himself, two wings and two receivers, fakes right, goes left, and he'll be tackled right in the middle of the field by Derek Dawson.
Tried a little counter quarterback sneak, took a step to the right, came back left, and was greeted rather rudely by the Mishawaka defenders.
Minute 18 to play in the first half. Motion from the right to the left and tackled at the line of scrimmage as Tyler came in motion and took the jet sweep. Tyler came into the game with three receiving touchdowns and three rushing touchdowns as well. 173 rushing yards, 172 receiving yards. He got just a yard on that. It's going to be third and nine with under a minute to play in the first.
Sean, Mishawaka's defense has played relatively well for the last five or six snaps, except for that incredible one-handed touchdown catch.
Man. Third and nine. Motion by Tyler from right to left. He'll take the handoff again and whistle and a flag. And the play will stop. It'll be an illegal procedure against the Cougars with 33.3 seconds left in the first half.
Illegal procedure penalty against the Cougars. 5-yard penalty.
It'll push them back 5 yards and bring up third and 14.
Yeah, So New Prairie can run a play and look for a big gainer. If they get anything out of this, they can probably get one more. Now they've started the clock. So play clock down to about 12. They're going to have to hurry up to get this play off. New Prairie does have one timeout.
Third and 14 from the 32. Hand off again to Tyler, and again at the snap of the football, a procedure is called. That stops the clock at 11 seconds left in the first half. 5-yard
penalty. Moves the ball to the 27-yard line.
Mishawaka will get the football to start the second half. They're down by 28 points here with 11 seconds left in the first half.
Clock runs again, and I don't think they're going to run a play.
Does not look like it, and that will be the end of the first half as the clock winds to zero. I'll get some real quick thoughts, Vince, and then Coach Bovenkirk before, as the teams go to the locker room, before we take our break here at halftime. Vince?
Well, I'll tell you what, New Prairie has pretty much done anything they've wanted offensively. And frankly, what surprises me the most is their defense. They are flying to the football. They're taking away pretty much everything that Mishawaka wants to do with their triple option and their midline option. And it's the defense that has really surprised me. Offensively, we know what New Prairie was going to do. They haven't punted, I don't think, in 3 weeks. They pretty much score on every possession that they get, and they haven't stopped today. But the defense has really stepped up for them.
I agree with you, Vince. I thought this was going to be a 35-28 halftime score instead of 35-7.
Absolutely. A lot more lopsided than any of us, I think, thought. So 35-7 is the halftime score. New Prairie leads Mishawaka. The Cavemen will get the football to start the second half, but a four-touchdown deficit they stare at as we come to halftime. Your halftime show presented by the Mishawaka Education Foundation, and Dean Hubbard has a halftime interview with former Mishawaka Cavemen quarterback Sam Schrader, who is now starring for the Butler Bulldogs. So that is coming up here in just a moment at halftime. 35-7, Mishawaka trails New Prairie at the half. Let's send it back to the WSBT studios, where Matt Embry will also have scores from all around the area in this second weekend of sectional play. This is Mishawaka Cavemen football. We're back at New Prairie High School at halftime with Scott Bovenkirk and Vince D'Addario. I'm Sean Stiers. 35-7, New Prairie leading Mishawaka here at halftime. And Scott, it is pretty lopsided in terms of yards and statistics here at halftime, not just on the scoreboard.
Remember my disclaimer. All stats are unofficial.
Unofficial, that's right.
But I've got New Prairie for 33 carries for 304 yards. 304 yards in the first half. Mishawaka, 27 touches for 108. 68 came on the one run from Harness. So it has been total domination by the Cougars in the first half.
That is a 9.2 yard per carry average. Vince D'Addario down on the sideline. And again, Vince, you saw this offense last week. You're seeing them tonight. They don't look like they do anything fancy up front, but it is pretty efficient.
No, they really don't do anything all that fancy, Sean. They just come right at you. They sustain their blocks. And I'll tell you what, Coach and I were talking at halftime. These backs, and the quarterback included, they just do a wonderful job of waiting for everything to set up, hitting the hole when it's there, and then if it's not there, cutting back across the grain and making things happen. There have been numerous times where Mishawaka has stymied them at the point of attack, and either Ketterer or Wilson has cut back for big, big gains. And if they continue to do that, it could be a long night.
And it has been so far. 35-7, Mishawaka trailing New Prairie here at halftime. The Cavemen Coach, have the ball to start the second half, and what do they have to do to kind of get this thing going again?
Well, I, to be honest with you, what I would say, the way to get back in this game is to kind of nickel and dime your way down the field, because New Prairie, I know, is being told, look, you got a four-score lead. Don't give up the big play. So you have a tendency to back off a little bit. You're not going to be nearly as aggressive where you might swing and miss and give up a big play. However, that's not Mishawaka's game plan. They're not going to throw the quick game. They're not going to hit backs flared out of the backfield. So I think, you know, at this point, as we said, Mishawaka is going to have to pull out a bag of tricks and try and score quick to get back in this.
Do you try that early, though, on this first possession, or do you kind of try to stay within your offense for a drive and see how it goes?
I think there's great times when to run a trick play, but they have almost now become cliche, you know, coming out of a timeout, coming out of a quarter break. Are great times to run it. Once you get in the plus 30, that's a great zone to run it. But that has become so common right now that defensive coordinators are warning people, okay, watch the trick play coming out of the half. So, when you do it, that's up to you. The nice thing about Bart is he's predictably unpredictable.
The kickoff is coming, and it comes to the near side. Donovan Snyder has it fall off, bounce off his hands inside the 20-yard line, and Devon Parker is able to fall on it. Mishawaka will start the second half inside its own 20-yard line at the 19.
You know, when things start going bad, Sean, you start thinking that way, and your luck becomes that way. You know, you start thinking everything bad is going to happen to us, and sure enough, it will.
They will start with Sam Shively at quarterback. Isaiah Evans was the quarterback for a few plays at the end of the first half, and Shively keeps it himself and just misses, breaking a big one. He was tackled down around the ankles as he crossed the 25 and gets it up close to the 28-yard line. It is a 9-yard pickup on first down, second and one coming up.
Yeah, that's a nice start for Mishawaka coming out of the, I would say, locker room, but they huddled in the end down here because it's 3 days on a strong horse to get back to the high school.
Motion by Evans, and there was some jumping in the interior, and it is going to be offside on New Prairie. Without running a second play, Mishawaka picks up a first down, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. First and 10 Cavemen at their own 33.
Yeah, ran a little dummy motion to try and see if anybody's going to go with them and if there's any stemming. And it drew New Prairie offside.
Here's the keeper by Shively. Goes to the right. And Shively has some yards up close to the 40-yard line. They fake the dive on the triple option. The quarterback, Shively, keeps it himself. Shively over 800 yards for the season. He scored his 15th touchdown of the season in the first half. Mishawaka trailing 35-7 here in the opening moments of the second half. Second and four, Cavemen at their own 39. Shively keeps it himself and comes to the left. He'll get a yard, maybe two, as he crosses the 40. It'll bring up third down.
Running some unbalanced line. Vince alluded to it a little bit earlier in the game, seeing if New Prairie is going to adjust to it. And it also looks, and maybe Vince can see down in the field, it looks like they're loading it a little bit. Rather than keeping that end unblocked and reading him, it looks like they're doing a little bit more loading and blocking that guy.
Third and two, Shively keeper. Ooh, as he crosses the yard to gain and up close to the 45-yard line and then just twisted backwards by a New Prairie defender. First down, though, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Go to Vince real quick if you are listening to what Scott was talking about.
Oh, yes. They saw what worked in the first half for them. I know it wasn't much, but the unbalanced line, that Ray look that they've got with the tackle over, and Coach was right. They are coming down and they're slamming that end, and they are not reading the end. The fullback is coming down and slamming him out, and the quarterback's following through.
First and 10 at the 45, and Shively keeps it again as he curls to the left a little bit, picks up just a yard.
And what that does, Sean, is it's no longer a read. The guy that is supposed to take me, the quarterback, is being blocked. And if he is blocked, then I'm just going to keep the ball.
Second 9 coming up for Mishawaka. Harness down in the three-point stance. Kalen Beck comes to motion left. Toss comes to that side and a whistle. And it's going to be a procedure on Mishawaka.
Yeah, it might have been a nice play. Had a little something going out here, but the penalty flag and the whistle stopped that.
It'll make it 2nd and 14 with a football just ahead of the 40-yard line as we head toward 9 to play in the third quarter. 35-7, New Prairie leads Mishawaka. Bradley Taylor split out to the left. It's Shively behind the centers. He turns around and says something to the fullback, Chris Harness. Play fake. Shively under some pressure. Rolls out to the left. Has an open lane across the 40, across the 45, and out of bounds at the 48.
Scrambled, drop back. Couldn't find anybody open. Had pressure coming from the outside. He eluded it and scrambled to his left and picked up about 4 yards.
3rd and 7, Mishawaka at its own 48-yard line, trailing by 28 points. First possession of the third quarter. As Brody Robinette runs the play in from the Mishawaka sideline. Halfbacks are Evans and Kalen back. Evans a little bit deeper, goes in motion from left to right. Toss goes to that side, and he gets across the 50 and across the 45. First down yardage for the Cavemen up to the 42 of New Prairie. The first down from Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
About a 12-yard run, and it came at the right time for Mishawaka. It moves the chains.
They will spot him at the 41. Big first down there on third and long for Mishawaka. Again, motion. Shively on the keeper. Goes right, cuts it upfield. A pickup of about 3 yards, it looks like, on first down. I don't think New Prairie was too happy about that. You can hear the coaches up above us. Pickup of 3 on first down. Makes it 2nd and 7.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Under 8 to play in the third. Mishawaka marching. Ball on the far hash mark. Toss comes to the near side after they fake the dive. And it looked like somebody got a face mask. And there comes the marker as Kalen back got ripped down by his face mask. And
pickup of about 3, but I think this has to be a 15-yarder. I think this has got to be the personal foul.
I think everybody saw that.
Yep.
It is a personal foul, so it's going to be first down Mishawaka. Again, presented by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Big Mishawaka contingency in the road bleachers on the far side of the field. Mishawaka wearing their typical home maroon uniforms, all maroon. New Prairie dressed out in all gold with blue numbers and white trim.
Mishawaka brought a couple spectator buses over. It's going to be a long ride home if this score doesn't change.
On 1st and 10 from the 19, Shively keeps it and goes right. He'll pick up a few yards again as Mishawaka continues this march down the field.
This is what Bart wants. I mean, you got to score quick to get back in the game, but if you score now and can get a hold and come back and burn some time, you know, it's almost like, hey, listen, as long as we got it, they don't.
They have three receivers on the right side of the field. There is Harness as Harness veers off to the right up to the 15-yard line. It'll be third and long, third and seven coming up for the Cavemen at the 15.
Four down territory right here, I'm sure.
Trailing 35-7 with 6:35 to play. And again, playing the third quarter, I should say. This is the opening drive of the third quarter. Third and six officially. Motion Evans. Toss play left side to Evans. Evans up to the 10. Let's see where they spot him. He might have a first down. They've got him up around the 9, so he's going to be close to first down yardage. I think he might have it. What do you think?
I don't know. We've got a tough angle. I do know they normally run that toss into wide receivers, and that time they ran it to the unbalanced, and Evans just had to outrun everybody and did a nice job to turn that corner.
And he does have the first down. It is at the 9-yard line. First and goal from the 9. The ball will be on the near hash mark. Out to the right, Aaron LaCloyce will be the split in. Harness, the fullback, takes the handoff as he veers right. It looks like he'll get a couple of yards.
Yeah, ran the veer a little bit wider, and what they're trying to do by running the outside veer is keep that defensive end honest where he has to play the quarterback, but he is collapsing down on Harness and helping out on that fullback.
Second and goal from the 7 now with 5:46 to play in the third. Shively with the handoff to Harness as Harness bulls his way forward and dives up close to the 2.
That time they went inside.
They inch their way closer to pay dirt. It'll be third and goal at the 2 for the Cavemen.
Again, I'm sure it's four down territory. When you're down 35-7, almost everywhere is four down territory.
Kalen Beck and Taylor split out to the right. Evans halfback right. Shively keeper goes right to the goal line.
Wow.
They spot him down inches shy of the goal line. It'll be fourth down. Vince is right down there at the goal line. How close was he, Vince?
I'm a little surprised that they didn't call that a touchdown.
Yeah.
He was right there. Tough call. Fourth and one. This is where Mishawaka wants to be. If you told them, hey, we'll give you fourth down with one to go, they're going to take that every time.
I thought he was in from here, too.
Yeah,
that's why I wanted to check.
That's right. You got a better angle than we do.
So it's fourth and goal, inches away. Shively will keep it. Shively this time follows the right guard into the end zone. Touchdown, Cavemen. With 4:23 to play in the third, the Cavemen matriculate their way down the field, and from inches away, Sam Shively scores his second touchdown of the night.
16 play drive, 82 yards. Nice drive to start the third quarter.
From 1 yard away, a pair of 1 yard touchdown runs by Sam Shively tonight, his 15th and 16th touchdowns of the season. As Patton Snyder comes on to try the extra point. It's now 35-13 with the extra point coming. We await the snap. There it is. It is up and good. 35-14 as Mishawaka marches 16 plays to score on their opening possession of the second half. They trail now 35-14. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka football on WSBT. 14, 4:23 to play in the third after they get a touchdown. Vince D'Addario trying to stay warm down there on the sideline.
I'm pacing around, you know, I feel like I'm playing. But I would say that you could not have drawn up it any better than what Coach Curtis would want coming out of halftime. The only, and I repeat, the only drawback was that that drive took 7 minutes and 37 seconds. That's a lot of time off the clock, and they need to score a lot of points. So the big thing now, they have to stop New Prairie. They haven't been stopped in at least 2 weeks. They've scored on almost every single drive. So they need to get a stop here and put another one in the end zone and see if they can cut into this lead.
That's right. Vince, who coaches for Washington, has seen New Prairie score 94 points in the last 2 weeks now. But Coach Bovenkirk, this is pretty much the defensive stand of the game right here for Mishawaka.
And New Prairie has got their hands team out expecting the onside kick. Good call by Russ Radke because, as Vince said, this is the only way you get back in the game.
The kick just sails over 10 men as it bounces to the far side down around the 20-yard line. A New Prairie player dives on it as it gets out of bounds on the far side of the field. The Mishawaka defense comes on for the first time in the second half with the Cavemen trailing 35-14, 4:22 remaining. Be sure to stay with us for the Sonic Drive-In post-game show tonight. We'll bring you the Rossini's carry of the game and the Jays Crunchers crunching tackle of the game for the Cavemen as well. Nick Wilson in the backfield along with Mays. He will hand it off to Mays. As Mays comes right, Mays is grabbed up around the shoulders by Donovan Snyder, but not before he gets close to a first down. And he does have first down yardage.
Pick up 11 yards on first down. And Sean, Vince is exactly right. It took 7 minutes for the Mishawaka score. But Mishawaka has a better chance of going the distance, big play on the ground, better than they do through the air. We saw that in the first half.
It is Mays along with Wilson. Mays takes the handoff, but a procedure is called first. That'll make it 1st and 15, New Prairie.
It's our third procedure play penalty in the last 4 plays.
Seen a lot of it on both teams tonight.
Yeah.
Mishawaka down by 21 points. Wilson takes the snap, keeps it himself, comes right, trying to angle toward the sideline. He is ridden out of bounds, though. A couple of the young guys in there, Davis as well as Dennis for Mishawaka. Kenneth
got the
Davis,
penalty
one of the
back,
freshman corners.
Got the penalty back plus one.
Up to the 34-yard line, bunched up on the left. Handoff goes to Ketterer. Ketterer into the middle and then cuts back to the right up to the 43-yard line.
Talked about it before. Vince talked about it. We talked about it, Sean. Great cutback running. When the point of attack is stuffed, the New Prairie running backs have a great ability to cut the ball back against the grain and find yardage.
Up to the 43-yard line where it's a 1st and 10. Nick Wilson, the quarterback. Chase Ketterer, the tailback, with 3 tight ends. Bunch to the left. Ketterer takes the handoff left. Now cuts back into the middle again. Ketterer up to the 49-yard line where he is gang-tackled. 10 of the 11 Mishawaka defenders were swarming around him when he was finally brought down.
Once again, the play was designed to go off tackle. It cut back almost over the backside guard.
Every time you see those cutbacks, just amazing vision that they have on those cutback plays.
And it's hard on those backside defenders because you don't know where it's going to cut back to.
Fake to the left. The quarterback, Wilson, keeps it himself. Tackled down around the ankles by Derek Dawson, but not before he gets into Mishawaka territory to the 49.
Third down and a long 2, and obviously this is a huge stop that is needed by the Mishawaka defense if they have any hopes of getting back in the game.
Third and 2 at the 49. Handoff goes to Ketter. Ketter to the left, and a first down once again.
This drive started at the 22. They are now at the Mishawaka 46 with their third first down of the drive.
Daniel Tyler comes on the field. He'll be split out wide to the left side. The quarterback, Wilson, along with Chase Ketter, the 1,100-yard tailback, back there with him. Wilson will hand it off. Ketter into the middle, then comes to the right, tripped up as he crosses the 45, but he stumbles his way up around the 41-yard line.
Let's give credit to Sean, to the New Prairie offensive line. They are getting on people and holding their blocks.
There is a Mishawaka player down. It is Thomas Frayling. As he is down on the field and being attended to as the trainer and head coach Bart Curtis comes out there. He's still down on the field, so we will take a timeout. A minute 42 to play here in the third quarter. New Prairie driving once again, leading 35-14. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Football on WSBT. He gets up, and he's still kind of limping as he gets over to the sideline. Fortunately for him, he's moving. I think Vince is saying no moss down there. His microphone doesn't want to cooperate now. Are you on? Maybe it's dying. I don't know. Second down and six coming up for New Prairie.
I think Vince is running his keys over that microphone just to let us know how cold it is.
That's what
down
it sounds
there.
Like. It sounds like a mouse tracks or something. Wilson from the shotgun. He will keep it himself. Bolts to the left. Wilson tripped up. Otherwise, he would have gone a long way. Kalen Beck was there, but Wilson just tripped as he crossed the 35, and he'll be down at the 34. It'll be first down yardage, though, for the Cougars.
Yeah, tackled by the turf monster. Otherwise, that was going to go for a long, long way.
First and 10, New Prairie. Football right in the middle of the field, and they're kind of having a hard time figuring out which personnel is supposed to be out there right now, as Kyle Weber, one of the guards, runs off, and Daniel Tyler, halfback, runs in, and the Cougars are going to take a timeout. Minute five to play in the third, 35-14, New Prairie. Let's take a timeout on WSBT. Ghost Mike, Vince D'Addario down on the sideline, and Coach Scott Bovenkirk. I'm Sean Stiers. 35-14, New Prairie moving again. It's looked a couple times, Coach, like maybe the Mishawaka defense it find a way to make a stop, but once again, that New Prairie just keeps making back-breaking third-down conversions from first downs.
Very efficient, very effective. Just a very, very good football team. They get out on people. They hold their blocks. The only thing I can say that is hurting them tonight are the penalties that they've got to eliminate.
Motion Tyler on that jet sweep from the left. He comes to the right. He will be tackled as Derek Dawson was the one to wrap him up and bring him down. It's going to be second down.
Little or no game, pickup of about one, second and nine. So a nice play by Mishawaka. Let's see if they can put three in a row.
Handoff goes to the left side to Ketter, picking his way, trying to get outside. He will be tackled, though, will Ketter, as Fisher came up out of the secondary to make the tackle.
Most guys cannot squat in a hole. Most guys can't dance around back there. Ketterer can, and he winds up picking up 3-4 yards.
The third quarter is going to come to a close as New Prairie lets the seconds tick down to the end of the third. Each team had one possession in the third quarter. Mishawaka marched down and scored a touchdown. It came with 4:23 to play in the third quarter. And then New Prairie on the move once again. Sees the third quarter come to a close. The final 12 minutes of this ball game coming up. 35-14, New Prairie leads. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Football on WSBT. 35-14. Thank you very much, Matt. Matt will have all the scores at the end of the game as well. The quarterback, Wilson, trying to go right, and he is smothered for a loss. As he goes right, it's going to bring up fourth down.
Yeah, nice play. Wilson tried to bounce it outside. Mishawaka's defense kept their leverage and stayed outside and forced about a five-yard loss.
An inspired Mishawaka defense. It's going to be fourth and nine. That could end up being our Jays crunching tackle play of the game, start of the fourth quarter. And now Wilson wants to throw. Chase out of the pocket. He's going to be dropped for a loss and a sack on fourth down. Mishawaka will take over on downs as Bryce McDonald comes up to make the stop and the sack. And that could be our Jays crunchers play, but we do have a flag down in the Mishawaka secondary.
Way down in the secondary. And let's see what this call is.
Bart Curtis is already out on the field, and let's see what this is going to be. It is going to be holding on Mishawaka.
I didn't see it. Matt Florian, let's head down.
So wipe out.
What happened down there? I didn't see the.
This will be a 10-yard penalty, and it'll be enough for the first down.
What a backbreaker. The two biggest defensive plays of the night for the Mishawaka defense came on back-to-back plays. One, they stopped the quarterback to bring up fourth down. Then on fourth and nine, McDonald has his sack wiped out. And it is going to be first and 10 New Prairie at the Mishawaka 23. Low snap, and the handoff comes to the near side up to the 20-yard line.
The backbreaker, Sean, is that the ball wasn't thrown and Wilson was running for his life.
Right.
I mean, he had no intention of turning around and saying, well, I couldn't throw because the receiver was being held, because he was running the other direction trying to escape the rush. So a real tough penalty on Mishawaka.
Run picked up, too. The quarterback, Wilson, keeps it himself, comes left. He will be tackled by C.J. Fisher back at the line of scrimmage. It'll be third and eight. Well, Mishawaka really playing some inspired defense right now. They've been making plays here these last few.
Yeah, playing better, playing a little bit better right now. Maybe a little too late with 10 minutes to go in the game, but there is no quit.
Third and seven, Ketterer takes it, goes to the right, and he's going to have first down yardage as he keeps moving inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, big student body right, the outside zone play, but following almost a stretch play, but following two pulling linemen and a big gain down to the 9-yard line for first and goal.
9:46 to play in the fourth quarter. New Prairie, first and goal at the 9, already leading 35-14. There is 10 seconds on the play clock as Wilson lets it count down. He will hand it off to Ketterer. Ketterer started left and cut back to the middle, inside the 5 to the 4-yard line.
Pickup of 5 yards on first down, bringing it down to the 4.
Boy, and just when it looked like Mishawaka still had some life, those two big defensive plays negated by holding in the secondary. And I don't know how anybody was back there, because they about sold out bringing everybody on that play. Here's the handoff to Ketterer once again. Into the end zone. Touchdown, New Prairie.
4-yard run by Ketterer. his third touchdown of the night.
With 8:51 to play in the fourth quarter, just the second touchdown for either team scored here in the second half, but it's now 41-14 with 8:51 remaining, with the extra point coming. Nolan Szymanski is on to try the extra point again for the Cougars. 8 minutes and 51 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Mishawaka trailing New Prairie 42-14, waiting to receive a kickoff. Devon Parker and Donovan Snyder are the deep men for the Cavemen. Each team has had the ball just once here in the second half. Each have scored touchdowns.
A couple of 16-play drives.
Wow. High end-over-end kick to the near side is going to be taken by Mishawaka. They will get it up to the 32-yard line as one of the up men, Aaron LaCloyes, took that. And, I mean, you talk about a big swing, because if the sack by McDonald stands, Mishawaka's going to have the ball at their own 49-yard line, but instead the holding in the secondary makes it first down for New Prairie, and they end up driving for a touchdown.
It's a huge play. Is it the turning point of the game? Down three scores? I don't think so. But
there's still a lot of time to go, but at least you have a chance.
Exactly. You got a shot. Now New Prairie comes down and scores, and for all intents and purpose, there's no shot.
Shively tosses left to Kalen Beck. Kalen Beck gets it up across the 35.
Yep. And I'll be honest with you, Sean, I can't tell if it's a legitimate call or not.
I'm
not going to say it's a bad call, because everybody's attention was on the sack back here.
Second and six, Mishawaka. 8 minutes and 19 seconds to play. They trail 42-14. This is obviously where it's toughest when you're an option offense. Play fake right down the middle of the field, wide open, Isaiah Evans. But Shively threw it a little too quickly and overthrows him. Isaiah Evans was behind everybody.
Yeah, that's a touchdown that was just about 5 yards too far. Evans came right down the field. It was a good fake. He lined up in a slot position and went right down the field, and nobody was near him.
Evan Sharpley over at Sharpley Training is ready to work with Sam Shively in the offseason, get that passing fine-tuned maybe for his senior year next year. A handoff on third down gets just a yard. It's going to be fourth down and four.
And at this point, you go for it.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much have to at this point.
Yeah.
Down by 28 with 7:45 to play.
Now, I'm going to say, if I'm a head coach, I'm going to say, go for it. I'm going to tell my offensive coordinator, go for it. But I don't know what play you're going to call.
Yeah, that's right. You figure that out,
right?
Yeah,
that's up to you.
Fourth and four, Mishawaka at its own 36, down by 28 points. Roll out, Shively to the right. Looks downfield, and he overthrows Evans, but pass interference is going to be called on New Prairie.
Yeah, and I don't – I mean, this is close. First of all, the ball is
a little bit high.
It's high and wide, but just about the time the ball is there, the New Prairie defender shoved the receiver in the back, and it was a close call. And I will say this, it wasn't necessary. Even that little push was not necessary. So 15-yard on the pass interference.
The first down for Mishawaka brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. We're glad to have him and all of our sponsors along in this first season of Mishawaka Cavemen football on WSBT. First and 10 at the 48 for Mishawaka. Fake toss, pass over the middle, intended for Kalen Beck. Incomplete. Kalen Beck was outside the hash marks, and that pass just went inside a little too much.
Yeah, that's the same play they wanted to run to Evans a little while ago. This time it was covered well by New Prairie.
Second and 10, Cavemen. Bradley Taylor splits out wide left. Kalen Beck will be in the slot on that side. Evans is the wing halfback to the left. Handoff Harness. Harness across the 45 to the 44.
Running an unbalanced line with a wing to that way, trying to get New Prairie just into different spots to make them a little bit more uncomfortable. But playing good gap control. Held Harness to about 4 yards.
Third and six coming up. Cavemen at the New Prairie 44. 6:35 to play in the ball game. Mishawaka trails 42-14. Defense bunched up. Toss to Kalen Beck. Goes left. Gets a block from Evans. Kalen Beck trying to fight his way forward. Will be very close to first down yardage. Let's see where the spot goes.
Yeah, I'm going to say he's about a half yard short. And it'll bring up a fourth down, and there's no question that they'll go for this.
Fourth and a yard at the 39-yard line. They line up the tight option formation. Evans wing left, Kalen Beck wing right. Harness three-point stance in the backfield. Motion, fake handoff, and Shively has first down yardage as he curls around inside the 35, close to the 33 for Mishawaka. First and 10 from Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
Pickup of 6 yards and a first down. They're inside the 35 of New Prairie down to about the 33.
Ball on the far hash mark. Taylor wide right to the wide side of the field. Kalen Beck in the slot on that side. Roll out Shively and a flag at the snap of the football.
A lot of procedure penalties thrown.
I think about as many tonight on these two teams as we've seen all season.
And please don't misunderstand me, but they're all thrown by the same guy over there, the head linesman. I don't see anybody else throwing any
eagle eye
false starts. He must be.
Did you have something, Vince?
Well, I was just he took the words right out of my mouth. It's just the side judge over here on Mishawaka's side is calling every one of those.
Yeah. Shively to throw down the middle, and pass interference is going to be called once again. Looking for Isaiah Evans. The flag is thrown down around the 10-yard line.
Remember, in high school, it is a 15-yard penalty. It is not a spot foul, so we will march 15 yards.
That'll be enough for a Mishawaka first down.
It'll be close. And pass interference no longer carries an automatic first down in high school, which is a ridiculous rule.
Yeah. We saw an interesting one come up in the Notre Dame game last week where defensive holding wasn't even an automatic first down, which I'd never seen before.
Problem is, you get close. Let's say you get half the distance to the goal line. There is, just interfere. There's no more first downs.
It's first and 10 at the 23, 5:03 remaining. Mishawaka trails by 28. Counter option, and Shively, nobody fooled that time, as Shively lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. I think he might have even lost a yard on
the play. Yeah, lost a yard on the counter option. New Prairie has defended that play very, very well tonight.
It'll bring up second down and 11. Four minutes and 34 seconds remaining, 42-14, New Prairie. Mishawaka with just its second drive of the second half. Play fake, Shively throws near side through the hands of Kalen Beck. There was a defender there, but Kalen Beck couldn't quite haul it in.
Yeah, good defense. On the wheel route, ran with him. There's no There's none of these rules in high school where you have to turn back and look for the ball and all that silly stuff. He just ran down the field and covered him.
Kalen back, 5 receptions, 152 yards, and a touchdown this season. Third and 11, Cavemen. Motion, Evans comes near side. Shively fakes the toss that way. Fires it down the middle of the field. It's going to be intercepted in the end zone. There's a flag that comes down.
Wow. Interference, or I'm sorry, it was intercepted in the end zone, and then a flag came out, and I don't know.
Now, I've got two coaches with me. Vince down on the sideline. Scott Bovenkirk up here. Correct me if I'm wrong now. I mean, is the rule in high school different because Ketterer was trying to bring that out when he was tackled?
Yeah, you can on an interception. You can run that back. You can run a fumble recovery back. You can't run a punt or a kickoff back out of the end zone.
So, guys, what they're going to say is that after the interception, the New Prairie, now when they turned to offense, pushed the Mishawaka, now defender, in the back into the tackle. So they're calling a block in the back.
Okay. Thank you, Vince. I'm not so sure I saw Mishawaka receiver slash defender that close to the play, but
it's going to be first and 10 New Prairie at their own 10. Yeah, that's another interesting one.
Four minutes to go.
I was going to say it was a very generous call if you're a Mishawaka fan, because that was, I don't think he touched him.
Yeah.
Handoff, New Prairie. Up to the 16 goes Mays. C.J. Fisher brings him down.
New Prairie has had their way offensively, defensively. They've been efficient on their extra points. It has been a very, very impressive game.
Wilson again with a handoff, just barrels up the middle across the 25 to the 27-yard line. First and 10, Cougars once again with 3 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. New Prairie picks up another first down, leading 42-14 as they milk the clock and let it wind down. Wilson from the shotgun awaits the snap. He'll hand it off to Mays. Picks his way forward across the 30 to the 32. The winner of this game, of course, takes on the winner of Riley and St. Joseph next week. And I don't know if we've seen a recent score update. St. Joe was winning that game. St. Joe did end up winning. Just heard from Matt Embry back in the studio. So the winner of this game will take on St. Joe. And obviously New Prairie now leading 42-14 is just 2:43 away from advancing to the sectional final. Snap to Wilson. The handoff to Mays. Mays goes right. He'll be pushed backwards as Donovan Snyder was the first man there to get him. They will give him forward progress up across the 35, 2:13 remaining.
One more first down here should do it. If they manage the clock successfully, they run this down to under 2 minutes, and if they pick up first down, and they've got, it's only third down, so they've got two chances to pick up first down, and then they don't have to run a play.
Handoff again to Mays across the 40. He has first down yardage, and that will seal it for New Prairie. A minute 45 and counting. As the clock ticks down, New Prairie can just kneel on it if they want. 15 seconds on the play clock. Vince down on the sideline. Sounds like he's got his workout in tonight.
Sorry about that. That was a brisk breeze. Kind of caught me off guard.
You're a brisk breeze. Into the middle, and then outside goes Mays. Into Mishawaka territory. He fumbles, and it is going to be Mishawaka football. One of the few breaks is Donovan Snyder got over there. Ethan Fowler was there as well for the Cavemen. It was a first down pickup, and again, I mean, not that it's going to end up mattering much, but New Prairie really just had to kneel on it. They ran to play, yeah. They fumbled.
They gave Mays an opportunity to carry the ball, and he almost broke it loose, but sometimes hindsight.
We've got a timeout, and it's going to be taken by Mishawaka. Minute 15 remaining, 42-14, New Prairie leads. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Cavemen Football on WSBT. Minute 15 remaining, 42-14. New Prairie leads Mishawaka. The Cavemen recover a fumble. Handoff goes to Chris Harness and was just one man away from breaking a long run. He has won tonight. Austin Weiland brought him down. Otherwise, Chris Harness might still be running. Picked up 8. Under a minute to play, though. The football at the 49 of New Prairie. Shively under center. Harness takes the handoff, goes left. Works his way up across the 45 for a first down. Kind of pushed forward by Cameron Kalen back the first down from Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage.
Clock will stop on the first down. Once the chains are set, they are wound. We are under 40 seconds. Probably the last play for Mishawaka's season.
Handoff Harness, and into the open field he goes. Chris Harness all the way. Touchdown, Mishawaka from 44 yards away.
Yep.
24.2 seconds on the clock as Chris Harness bolts to the open field for the 44-yard touchdown.
Yep. Well, it's a nice way to go out. Unfortunately, it's a little too late.
Yeah. But could get interesting. I'm sure we're going to see an onside kick coming here, right?
I don't know. Can you score 3 times in 24 seconds?
Mishawaka late getting a man on the field for the extra point. 4 seconds on the clock. Well, they get the snap off. 2 seconds, 1, they do. And the kick is good. Makes it 42-21. And I guess, Vince, you're not going to be able to run to the van early.
I'm right here.
No.
I'm right here.
We're messing with you now.
If I were you, Vince, I'd be at the concession stand getting me some hot chocolate or coffee right now.
I keep telling my batteries, I think, are running out down here.
I hear you.
That's my story.
That's right.
I'm right here
on the goal line. That was a great play by Mishawaka. I'll tell you what, these kids don't quit, getting a fumble recovery and then coming right down here and scoring right here down here to keep me company.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounded like some people out there might have been upset or something that Mishawaka was running a play, but, I mean, obviously New Prairie was still running plays the other way with the fumble.
Here's the point.
Occurred.
Here's the point. Take a knee when you have the opportunity.
That's right.
And that doesn't happen.
Game would be over right now.
Yeah.
Well, and both teams still have all their starters in, so it's not like either team was emptying their bench.
Yeah.
Now New Prairie, they lined up with the hands team last time with 10 of the 11 men within about 6 yards of the front line. Now they have the regular kick receiving team on. 42-21, 24.2 seconds left. Ryan Watt to kick off for the Cavemen, and he does boot it away. Middle of the field and into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and Now all New Prairie has to do is take a knee, and the game will be over.
You would think.
But that's right. Mishawaka with a pair of second-half touchdowns. They scored on a 16-play drive, the opening possession of the second half. Chris Harness over 100 yards, and he'll be over 1,400 for the season in his first season. Now, Mishawaka is going to lose a couple good tailbacks, and Kalen back, and in Evans as well, but both Shively and Harness, their top two touchdown men, their top two rushers this season, will both be back next year.
And the defense was very young for the most part. And, you know, and again, as we said in the beginning, these are two program teams. This isn't like a great class comes along once in a lifetime. These are coaches who coach. They take players. They take them from freshmen and build them into players as juniors and seniors. Mishawaka's going to be good, and they're going to be good every year.
Be sure and stay tuned. Sonic postgame show coming up. We want to thank all of our sponsors real quickly first as the season comes to a close. 42-21, Mishawaka falls to New Prairie. Been brought to you by Midland Engineering Company, also by School City of Mishawaka, Mishawaka Education Foundation, Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, Thor Industries, Sonic Drive-In, Kurt Outdoor Living, Rossini Pizza, Zolman Tire and Auto, Jay's Crunchers Potato Chips, Food Bank of Northern Indiana, and by Bonnie Dune Drive-In. 42-21, Mishawaka falls to New Prairie. Let's take a timeout, then back to start the Sonic postgame show on WSBT.